Hello and good morning. Welcome to Strood Gospel Mission Sunday morning service. Shall we open with prayer this morning? Father in heaven, King of glory, we adore your name and work to glorify you forever. It is through your will that we are alive and healthy today. Your grace has allowed us to converge together. You have promised that whenever we call on your name, you will hear and you will answer us. Even through these strange times, Lord, where we are apart physically, we can be together spiritually. We are in a blessed situation to be able to join it with each other on YouTube through our television screens and computers. Come into our midst, God, and have fellowship with us. Make your blessings abundant and your grace and grace us with your presence. From the start of this meeting till the end, be with us. Glorify yourself and accept our prayers to you today. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now today is Stir It Up Sunday. It's the day when traditionally households would stir up the ingredients that they'd put in for making Christmas puddings and Christmas cake. Now, I love to make Christmas cake and often do it and do lots of different ones to hand around the family and friends. So this is really important to me, I love that it's been sitting in the alcohol and all the different flavours have been all getting together, ready for baking, which is traditionally done. So yes, I love Stir It Up Sunday, but it also makes me think of how we can stir up the spirit within our lives. How we can gather together or separately and just have the Spirit of God stirred up to energise us and to enhance our prayer lives. So we're going to hear a little bit more about that later on from Levi, who's a colleague of mine at Spurgeon's. So Levi is very young but very wise, and it's lovely to be able to offer him this slot to bring the word to us today. I now like to pray for us as a church and as a community. So please join in with the prayers. And if you have anything on your heart that you'd like to pray, then I will leave a section free of me speaking for you to call out the names and we will agree with you in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come together in this way. We thank you that although we're apart, we're together. And Lord, we ask you to help us to see a way through these difficult times. To help us to always be mindful that there are others that are not so blessed, even when we feel our world is crumbling around us and we are isolated, Lord. May we always remember there are lots of people worse off than us. Lord, you are with us throughout the day, throughout the night. We know you are the all-seeing eye, Lord, that watches over us, that you hold us within your care. And Lord, as we take this moment to pause, please hear the prayers of my brothers and sisters as we pray for people or for situations that need the prayer, Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, hear our prayers. Thank you. I always feel a connection with you all when we pray together. I feel it's really important that we keep this up. Now I'd like to pass you over to Levi Lawson from Lowestoft. He's going to bring the word to us today, and I hope you're blessed by it, because I certainly was. Thank you.
Good morning, Strood Gospel Mission Church. It is a pleasure to be with you this morning. I'm Levi Lawson, 18 years old, and a student at Spurgeon's College with your minister, Hales. I live in Lowestoft and train and a minister in training at Lowestoft Community Church. I was asked to speak to you today all about stirring up the Spirit of God and how the Holy Spirit can move in our lives if we allow it to. Let's pray. Father God, we want to lift your name up this morning. We want to speak to all the lives of those in the church and those watching this morning, that you would fill them up with your Spirit, and that you would be open, and that we would all be ready to receive. I pray that your words from Scripture would fill us up and that my words would be your words. Father, I pray your blessing upon the congregation in these current circumstances that we are in, and pray that you would comfort them and support them with your endless peace. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just wanted to start this morning by asking you all a quick question, and I'll come back to it later. What do you think of when I talk about stirring up the Spirit? So when preparing, I was thinking about God's love for us, and the famous verse of John 3:16 came to mind. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God sent his one and only Son just for us, so that we could forgive all our sins on the cross. He did that for us. This is the same God that then sent the Holy Spirit so that we could be stirred up and filled every day with the power of God. Do you know how great the power of God is? How mighty and strong he is? It says in Corinthians 3 verse 16, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that the Spirit dwells in you?" This just shows that God is in us. Now imagine we had the power and authority of God in us. Just imagine it. How would you feel? Would you think that anything is possible? The truth is that we do have God and the power of God within us. God sent his Spirit to guide us and to be with us each and every day. That same power that is in Christ is in us. Isn't that so amazing that God did all of that for us? I think so. In order to understand what stirring up the Spirit means today, we need to first know what it meant back then in the New Testament. In Galatians, believers attempted to attain spiritual perfection, but failed. And so Paul's answer to them is the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that is in us right now. To be able to live a God-filled life on this earth, we have to have the Spirit of God within us. We have to. We would all struggle and end up conforming to the sins of the world, and if we did not turn to God and follow him, then we would be lost. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, Paul says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." When we walk by the Spirit, it means to live a faithful and God-filled life through the power of the Holy Spirit. And when it says, "you will not gratify the desires of the flesh," this is talking about the desires of man. So as it says in verse 19, sexual immorality, impurity, jealousy, anger, rivalries, envy, and things like these are all desires of the flesh. God is here for us. He is always with us and keeps us going every day. Because God extends his love to all of us, why wouldn't we want to live a life of greatness and faithfulness? Why wouldn't we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have the power of God in us? God has offered his grace and love to us all. He doesn't ask for anything in return. And all it takes is prayer. Prayer is our ability to talk to the Father in heaven, communicate with him because he loves to hear how we are feeling because we are his children. I have a few questions for you to think about quickly. What does prayer mean to you? When do you pray? Is there a specific time of day that you like to pray? Do you have a prayer routine of thanksgiving or forgiveness? Why do you think prayer is so important, a good thing and a good thing for us to do? I think, in its simplest form, prayer is talking to God, communicating with him. If we choose not to pray, then what we are doing is not building up that relationship together. If we don't communicate, then how do we know him? We will pray differently because we all have our own personal relationship with God and can tell him what is on our hearts in many ways. Some people just like to spend time alone in silence. Some will pray while on their way to work or go for a walk. And some people would love to write their prayers down into a journal and then look back to see how gracious God is. But however we pray, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that we are spending time engaging with the all-powerful Father in heaven. Something that I was reminded of when thinking more about the Holy Spirit and prayer is the fact that lots of people find prayer really hard. And it can be difficult because it isn't the same way as how we communicate with each other here on earth. It can often feel like that God isn't answering our prayers because we don't get an immediate response, or it can feel like a one-way conversation. I will assure you that this is not the case, 100% not the case. God always hears our prayers and he will always answer them. But as he is God and his ways are so much higher than our own, just like it says in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 to 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." God is above all. It may be that God does not answer our prayer exactly when or how we want him to, and it may be often that what happens is exactly what we did not want to happen. And during this time, we've got to think about all those times in the past that God has held us, and we need to entrust him our future into his hands. We are reminded of this in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, when it says, "Be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." What we should be doing is reading God's word. His words are alive, it stirs us up, and can speak to us in many ways. God's words apply in the past, and they apply to us now, and they apply to us now and in the future. A good quote is that you cannot say God is silent when your Bible is closed. We have an entire book written just for us, where we can find God's voice speaking to us for every circumstance. I challenge you this week that before you delve into God's word, to ask him to speak to you through his words. One of the amazing things about prayer is that there are no barriers between us and God. Imagine trying to gain access to Buckingham Palace to talk to the Queen. It would be practically impossible. But with God, our access is instant. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, he gave us immediate access to the powerful, infinite God who reigns above all else as soon as we need him. How amazing is that? Our sin separates us from God because he is perfect, and we are only sinners. Jesus removed all the barriers of sin when he died on the cross, and he took them all away. Jesus took all the punishment that we deserved upon his own shoulders, even though he was perfect. He did all of this for us so that we could have access to God and an eternity in heaven with him. And when we accept this truth, that Jesus is the Son of God, we allow him into our lives and to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. Another way that we can stir our hearts is through the practice of stepping out in faith and using everything that God has given us. When we stir our hearts in prayer and rest in the power of the Holy Spirit, these times can be times when we just charge ourselves up, just like a battery. And when we are fully charged, we need to use that energy that God's given us to do work for God's kingdom. It says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit." God has called us to step out in faith and proclaim the gospel. We have a duty as believers to teach the good news and to share the love of God. God doesn't suggest we should go and make disciples. He calls us to go, to do, and to make disciples. These verbs are actions, showing that there is something to be done. We are reminded again that God is always there when we pray, and that through prayer we can experience God's power and God's wonder. It says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, "Call to me and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things which you have not known." God is waiting to connect with us. the Holy Spirit can move through us when we pray and read God's word. It says in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, all things are possible for one who believes. All we need to do is trust in the Lord. I want to bring you back to the question that I asked you at the start. What do you think of when I talk about stirring up the Holy Spirit? And in John chapter 4, verse 24, it says, God is Spirit. And we know that this is true because God is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So this means that stirring up the Spirit means that we are just stirring up God in our lives, allowing God to enter, learning more about Him, getting closer to Him, loving Him, and following His way and not our way. For those of us already stirring up the Spirit of God in our lives daily, we will know that we can do all things through Him who strengthens us, just like it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. So I just wanted to encourage you all today that God is waiting for us. He wants to hear from us, and He would love us to be more like Him. Stirring up the Spirit in our lives will all look very different, but I pray that we use this power in us to share the gospel and God's love to others in any situation. I'll finish with the verse today from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Amen.
Well, thank you very much, Levi. Such wisdom from one so young. Lovely to have you with us here today. Thank you for that. I'd like to close now in prayer. Please join in. Heavenly Father, your will reigns in our life everlasting. May we be glorified in Jesus' name. Let your kingdom come and your presence be manifest in our lives. As we gather in unit, visit us with your presence and help us to increase our knowledge of you. May we always grow in maturity and strength. Be our Alpha and our Omega. Bless us beyond measure and fill us with your peace. You are our Heavenly Father and the Lord that answers with fire. Our Heavenly Father, we gather together to worship you and offer thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Our Lord, may we gather in your presence and ask that you visit us. You have said, who is the mountain in front of you? It will be made low. When we encounter mountains and obstacles in our life, may they be made low through your strength. Let all of our desires and needs be met by you today. We bless you for giving us the grace and good health to gather here today. You have provided us with our needs and ensure we are never lacking. Accept our worship in the holy name of Jesus. We pray as we continue today that we will feel your presence among us. We pray for those here and those who have yet to see your power, and that we may always serve you and grow in you. At the end of every day, let us be thankful for what the day has brought. Every circumstance, your joy will be my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to take time to mention some of the things that we have happening within the church. On the Thursday the 10th of December, we have a Christingle service online. If you'd like to get involved with that, if you can contact Christine and let her know, and she will pass on the Zoom address to you. You just turn up on Zoom. Christine will let you have a leaflet with the items that you need, and then we're going to all join in and make a Christingle. So that's really exciting. Also, on the 20th of December, we shall be doing Christmas carols. We will be visiting certain people within the fellowship and singing carols outside their houses in groups of six. This is all providing the legislation allows us to at that time. So it's a provisional date for your diary. So that's the 10th for Christingle and the 20th for the carol singing. If you'd like to be involved with the carol singing, please get in touch with Mark. He's taking the names for people that want to be involved. We'd like this to be as many people as possible. There's strength in numbers. So it'd be lovely to have as many people taking part as possible. But it means we can cover more addresses and more people can be blessed. So, yeah, additional dates for your diary. Thank you. Well, shall we end by saying the words of the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.